The Healthy Charleston podcast is brought to you by Made to Move Physical Therapy. Made to Move Physical Therapy specializes in helping you get out of pain and get back to doing what you love. We offer relationship-oriented, one-on-one, individualized care to all of our clients, and we believe in putting the patient's needs first. If you'd like to work with me or any of our other physical therapists at Made to Move, check out the link in the show notes and get 10% off of your first session. We have locations throughout Charleston, Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, Somerville, and Daniel Island. Don't waste another day stuck in your pain. Follow the link and schedule an appointment today. Welcome to the Healthy Charleston Podcast, where we help you take ownership of your health and fitness. My name is Hannah, and I am here to be your source of accurate health and fitness information while spreading awareness about all of the different health and fitness resources available to you in the Charleston area. Be sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Healthy Charleston Podcast. On this episode, we get to talk with Ann Claire all about ACE. When we recorded this podcast, her new studio was about to open in just 3 days, so we got to hear all about that. The Ann Claire Experience is now open on the corner of Meeting and Romney Street in downtown Charleston, and it is a heated dance-based workout that blends cardio, strength training, and dynamic stretching. It also sounds super fun, like a dance party with all your friends. So we get to talk all about the classes at ACE, Ann Claire's background in dance, her personal journey, and what led her to open her own studio here in Charleston. Before we start, make sure you're following us on Instagram to stay in the know with new episodes. And now, Ann Claire. Good morning, Ann Claire.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
How's your Friday going?
It is great.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. I can't believe it's Friday.
I know. Can you tell us a little bit more about what ACE is about?
Yes, ACE stands for the Ann Claire Experience. So ACE is a dance-based fitness modality. And at ACE, we work out in a heated room with humidity. We work out on a sprung floor. We like to call it a full immersive experience. It's a beat-driven, music-based, music-driven workout. So we are moving with the music. There's not a lot of talking from me or from my trainers. So not only are you having like the music coming through, you're having the vibration from the bouncy floor. So yeah, it's just like a full experience.
It's like a party.
It's like, it is. That's a great way to say it. It's like a party.
Yeah. Did you ever have like, I'm sure you did because you're a dancer.
Yeah.
Like dance parties with your friends.
I still like, do all the by time. Myself.
We will turn on like High School Musical,
yeah,
and Unwritten,
yes,
and was it like Jordan Sparks is always No Air is a good,
yep,
one,
exactly,
and it's like the amount of joy that you feel
joy
doing that,
yeah. Well, joy is just is an adjective. Joyful is an adjective that we like to use at ACE because, you know, with dancing specifically, I grew up as a dancer,
yeah,
and dance for me has always been a way for me to process emotions, to process like happiness, grief, joy. You know, it's just the way that I feel like I'm having a sort of spiritual shower. And so some of my clients have shared with me that they just feel so joyful when they leave. So that's literally dance, yeah, equals joy to me.
Yeah, I love that.
And I can't wait to like give that to Charleston's community.
Yeah, I think that's going to be awesome. So obviously you have a big background in fitness and, yeah, dance.
Mm-hmm.
Did dance start first?
Dance is my number one.
Okay.
First and true love.
Like, were you a three-year-old in ballet?
No, I was not a three-year-old in ballet. I was a seven-year-old in,
okay,
tap. My mom, okay, actually, she thought ballet was very boring. And, you know, and I hear that now and I'm like, I can't believe she said that.
I know, like,
ballet,
I wish I would have
like
done it.
Building block, yeah, of dance. I started with tap because my mom was a tap dancer. And then I went into ballet. And so, yeah, I started dancing when I was seven, and I knew when I was eight, after my first year of dance, I got invited to a summer camp, and I was in my car with my mom crying because I was so afraid to go in because they had put me in a camp with the older girls. And I went in, I learned how to do a certain tap step called wings, if anybody knows what wings are. And as soon as I mastered wings, I knew at eight that I wanted to be a dancer.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What an emotional day.
Yeah,
you know, it was. As an 8-year-old.
I'm not going. And I went and I learned how to do it. And that's been my passion and what I've been doing ever since I've known.
Yeah. So it's crazy because I bet you have this very vivid memory of that day.
Oh my God.
When you were 8, because it was just so pivotal mm-hmm. for you and
pivotal.
Your career.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I look back at myself too, is like being so afraid to like step out of my shell and like be with people who are older than me. And when I did it, I walked through the fear of it. And my mom was like, get out of the car.
You have to do this.
Yeah. I paid for this. Go in, girl. And my dance teacher came out and she was like, it's okay. And when I went in and stepped forward through the door, through that fearful moment, like my life changed forever.
Yeah, it's truly. A huge leap in faith. And I'm sure you got so much confidence from that.
Totally.
And I'm sure that's something that all of your members feel as well.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm nervous for this. Maybe this is a little different than what I'm used to, but then like letting loose.
Yes.
And then feeling the joy and feeling like I did it and it was fun and I'm going to do it again and I can do scary things.
100%. And that's something that we talk about a lot of times at ACE. We talk about walking through that door. You know, you see the word dance in anything. Mm-hmm. And if you are not a dancer naturally or you didn't grow up in a dance class, you see that and you're like, nope, bye, I'm out of here. I'm not going to do it. I'll go do something else that feels more comfortable for me. But it is like, I can relate to those feelings of like walking through the door mm-hmm. of something, because I was scared too. And I get scared too to do all these new things. But when you go through the door, you have this experience with yourself. You know, I'm in the room with these mm-hmm. women, men, women. I'm in the room with them. I'm moving with them. And then when they leave, they're like, oh my God, I did something hard. Like, we can do hard things.
Exactly.
Even if we're scared.
Yeah. And it's actually a really great thing for us to practice.
Like, yeah.
Being comfortable
being
with
uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So all started when you were seven. I'd love to really like take it all back and hear the journey of how that turned into now you opening a studio on Meeting Street.
Right. In downtown Charleston.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of in shock about it. And we actually had two classes in the space this week, and it was pretty amazing. And just for our founding members at the studio. And then we did another event on Wednesday night. And to be in the space was just wild. You know, and to thinking about where I've come from, you know, I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. I was dancing, as we've talked about, all my life competitively. I was traveling, and I went to high school in Greenville, and I also went to an art high school in Greenville at the same time.
Two high schools.
Yeah. So in Greenville, there's a school called the Fine Arts Center, and you can audition to go. And I auditioned when I was in 10th grade, and I was there for 3 years. And so I'd go to my normal high school in the morning and then go to the Fine Arts Center in the afternoon. So I was splitting time, and I just was really pursuing my dance. And I knew in high school that that's at a young age, even at 8, I wanted to be a dancer, but I knew that dance was going to be the track for me. I wasn't going to pursue it in college. I wanted to pursue it in a professional way.
Okay, yeah.
I'd been spending summers in LA, so I was like, oh, I can do this.
Yeah.
And so when I was 18, I was auditioning with all these dance conventions and competitions, and I was getting all these scholarships, which was amazing. And I had this full idea that I was moving to New York. In my high school, they're like, what are you going to do with your career? I'm like, I'm going to be a Rockette. Like, that was it. Like, by the way, I've never been a Rockette.
Didn't happen.
No. And it's like, was my dad's life goal for me to be a Rockette?
Oh, goodness.
Like, so there was a lot of pressure to be that. And I never actually was. But I ended up at 19 moving to LA.
Oh, wow.
I was on scholarship. Yeah. I was on scholarship with a dance studio there. And I was in a small little jazz company in LA. Yeah. So I was 19. I moved across the country. I knew one person, my roommate. We danced together in Greenville. And so we were there, and I was dancing, and I was just doing all these things. But I didn't feel like I was super comfortable, right? Like, I was kind of like, I don't know if this is my place. And by the way, I'd always wanted to move to New York. So that was like the number one place I wanted to move.
Like your dream.
I'd set a goal for myself in 2005. I mean, it was a while ago, y'all. In 2005, I was going to move to New York no matter what. I graduated in 2000. So I was in LA for the 3 years. And I moved to New York after 3 years. And when I was in LA, I was working for Paul Mitchell, the hair company. Yeah, but I wasn't doing hair. I was choreographing their runway shows, their hair shows that they would do, these big hair conventions. I was choreographing and performing in the hair shows, which was really a cool experience. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to move to New York. I'm going to pursue my dance in New York. I'm going to pursue some modeling in New York. And my brother had moved to LA at this time. And then he moved to New York and I followed him. And I was like, now I have a place to go. I have a room. And so I was living in New York and I was kind of dancing some. And I kind of stepped away from dance and got kind of lost in New York a little bit, as people do, right? Like, it's a humongous city. I really feel, for me, New York brought me to who I am today, but it also kind of swallowed me up for a little bit. And I found my way after about 5 years being there. And I was, you know, working at a gym. I was managing two Crunch Fitness, one in Union Square and one in Soho. And then I worked at the one on Wall Street.
Very busy.
Yeah. I was just like working in the gym industry and dancing. Like, I wasn't like here and there, but I wasn't pursuing really anything for me. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to stop. And I started working as a waitress. And
I was like, I'm going to stop everything.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to work as a waitress. And just to back up, I'm working in these gyms, right? And I'm seeing personal trainers come in. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing group fitness instructors come in, and I'm just like checking people in, or I'm, you know, doing management stuff, but never like thinking that I could be the person being the trainer.
Training someone.
Yeah. Or teaching the group fitness class. I was like, oh, I've danced all my life, you know, but that
you
wasn't
didn't
it.
See the connection.
Connection.
Yet.
Right. So when I started working at the restaurant on Wall Street, the steakhouse that I worked at, the place where I entered my orders literally looked directly into a fitness studio.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. It's like in front of your face.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Anne Claire, look at this.
100%. Yeah. And I was just saying, like, I would be like, medium rare steak, mashed potatoes. And I'm like watching these girls doing.
Like eyes glazed over.
Yeah.
Just like, and yeah.
But watching these workouts, like, what the heck? Like, why? It finally started to click.
Yeah.
Why don't I just do something in the gym world? I had the experience. I'm a dancer. So it finally started to make sense. So from that moment, I said, okay, I'm going to pursue yoga, because that had kind of like brought me back into my dance, into my movement after I'd stepped away from dance. I started doing a lot of yoga and I was like, okay, from here, I fell in love with yoga, but I also fell in love with the holistic side of it, which is Ayurveda, the sister science of yoga, which is the four pillars of health, which is sleep, food as medicine, meditation, and exercise, right? So I started thinking, okay, well, I'm going to be a yoga instructor and maybe cook for people or go shopping for them and like help them kind of find the holistic side of it. And then there was an audition. I was like, but I still want to be a dancer.
You still had that little like tug.
Yeah. I was like, but I'm still a dancer. And my teacher in my Ayurveda school, she was like, but you are an artist and you're a dancer. She's like, that's a part of you. So there was just an audition for a cruise ship. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just go on this audition for the cruise ship. I'll save all the money that I make on the cruise ship, because I'm like, I don't drink. I'm not going to be doing a lot of stuff
I'll
that would spend all my money.
That'll
yeah. Yeah. And I'll go to Asheville and open a yoga studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just been like
all
over.
Pivot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, I could also open a dance studio for kids. You know, I've always been a dancer, but my dance, I would like to incorporate yoga into the dance practice, because it helps with kids. It helped me be able to look at myself without distorted eyes, as dance can sometimes give you, the dance world, fitness world, you know, it can give you distorted eyes of yourself.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to bring yoga into the dance world. So then there was also simultaneously at this cruise ship an audition for Tracy Anderson, which is the Tracy Anderson Method in New York. And she has studios in New York and LA and London, Spain. And I was like, let me go to the Tracy Anderson audition.
Yeah.
And I walked into the studio and I was like, this is where I'm supposed to work. And I worked there for 8 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so no cruise.
No cruise.
No
ship.
Cruise. Darn.
No, never made
Did
it.
Did you
on
audition?
Cruise. I didn't even go.
Oh, you were like, oh, instead, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Had you been dancing?
Not really. I was like teaching yoga. I was like teaching some Zumba. I'd like got Zumba certified. Yeah. I was teaching dance to kids, but I wasn't dancing for me.
Yeah.
Right. I'd kind of taken this moment and switched to where dance was going to be more of a service
rather than like a like, self-development, a passion.
Yeah. I didn't want to compete. I was tired of the competition, honestly, of the audition. And I was 33 at this point. I was like, I just want to help people feel good in their body. And so I started working at Tracy, and that is a dance-based fitness modality as well. And I loved my job at Tracy. It was an amazing experience. But what brought me to Charleston is I had moved to Miami, and my brother had been diagnosed with cancer. He died in 2020. And at the age of 42. And before he passed away, he loved Charleston's his favorite place. And he had always been like, "And Claire, have you ever thought about opening a studio in Charleston?" I was like, "No.
Yeah.
I'm going to live in New York. I'm going to live in LA. Like, I'm going to be in these big cities."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Okay, well, and Claire, by the way, Charleston's really cool."
Had you been?
I mean, growing up.
Yeah.
I'm from Greenville. So we'd come to the beach. My brother went to college at Charleston. Okay. My sister went to college at Charleston. So I like had awareness of Charleston, but never like the cool city aspect of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's grown into that
much. Yeah.
But so when he passed away, it kind of was just sitting on my heart. Like the seed had been planted and I was unhappy in Miami. It was COVID. I was in grief. It was just a kind of a weird, I mean, for everyone, it was strange, but I was really in a transitional place in my life. And I came to Charleston and did some classes. A woman I know from New York, who's my business partner, and she had moved to Charleston. And she was like, "Why don't you just come and teach some classes?" And my first class had 7 people in. So I was like, like maybe there is a shift and a place for me here. So I just took the leap of faith. I was really scared. I quit my job at Tracy.
Yeah.
And I had some clients who came with me, like some private training clients. And
from Miami?
From New York.
From New York.
And I was training them virtually.
Oh, okay.
And they like saved me and they like carried me into this place where I am now. And they were like, "You can do it. You can do it. You can do it." And, you know, here I am 3 days.
I know.
Right? I'm going to open my own studio. And I really, it's a testament to my brother's seed that he planted in me. It's a testament to, again, walking through those really scary doors. And, you know, to my business partner who saw the hole here in the Charleston fitness world and was like, "We got to fill it now. And now is the time.
Yeah.
Let's do it." And so here we are.
And here we are. Yeah.
That's the long story.
From Greenville to LA to New York to Miami.
To Charleston.
To Charleston. Yeah. You mentioned when you moved. So New York was always a dream for you.
Yeah.
It was like this vision, this North Star. But then when you got there, it was kind of you said it swallowed you. It was just a different experience. What do you feel like was about that experience that made you kind of take a step back from dance?
Mm. So for me, it's always been fear. Like I've always been, and I hate to say that, but it's true. Like I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like fear and not, it's such a big city. And I had lived in LA.
Also a huge city.
Right. Yeah. But in LA, it's a bubble. Mm. In my experience of LA, like you're always in your car and you're driving. And I was in a group. I was dancing in a company. So I had this like instant group of people that I was around. And then I left. And so I'm in New York with 0 friends, except for my brother and his wife at the time and his friends. And I was just really, really alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, truthfully, I got lost into like a party scene in New York City. And it really swallowed me up. And I got lost in that world, and it took away my passion for dance because I was partying, doing whatever, you know, you do when you're out there in that world, trying to like fit in with people who weren't my people, with people who didn't have my same drive, with people. And I'm not blaming it on the people. Like it's me. It was me. I was just trying to fit in. And find friends. And I chose that instead of my number one passion.
Yeah.
Which I could have found friends in the dance world, but I didn't, you know, and that was just my journey. And it took me 5 years of living in New York. I was also 23 years old.
I was about to say, like, you know, I think a lot of people go to college these days.
Yeah.
And like not everyone has to.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is such a great buffer yeah. of like, it's like a 4-year camp.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're not yet an adult. You kind of get to practice a little bit. Yep. You have a lot of freedom, not a lot of responsibilities. You get more response. It's a nice little on-ramp into real life. Yeah. And you did not have that.
No.
You moved to big, huge city, LA, and then another big move when at a time when, you know, you're just kind of figuring out who you are and what matters to you.
100%. And I always say, like, I didn't go to college, like the physical college. I went to the college of life, like living in LA at 19. You know, my both of my all three of my siblings, they went to college, and I was like, bye, I'm gonna go and live. And I mean, it was hard. I feel like I developed a lot of street smarts, you know, in that kind of experience, but I was still really immature, you know. And I mean, immature maybe not, but just, you know, at 19, you're not in your 40s, you know, like you're young. And I was young. But it's that, like, I was always just, like, trying to find my place. And so when my brother came to LA, I felt like, oh, okay, well, he's there. And I felt like my place. And then my brother moved to New York.
Yeah.
And so I moved to New York to kind of also, he was there. And that was, like, my ticket. He had a room. I could live there for cheap.
Yeah, it's like, finally.
But he also had his own life. So, I was just 23 trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case for like most 23-year-olds, right?
Oh, yeah. I think there's always kind of a time period where it's like you have to experience what you don't want to be to learn who you do want to be.
Yep.
And then it kind of like wakes you up and it sounds like it really like puts you back on the path that you wanted to be on. It's interesting, before you mentioned dance is an expression for you. Mm-hmm. It's an expression of joy and it's an expression of grief. Like, it's just a way for you to process and express. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not unironic that you avoided it when you moved to New York.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to feel.
100%.
Was that a part of it?
Yeah, sure. And for me, dance has always been a relationship. It's the, other than the relationship with myself, the longest relationship I've ever had has been with dance. And it almost like makes me feel like really emotional saying that, because a lot of dancers can relate to this. Like, when you step away from dance, you're stepping away from yourself, this person that you've always been. And that's what it was. I had stepped away from myself, and because I didn't want to look at myself, right? Also, this distortion that you see in the mirror when you're a dancer sometimes, like, going and dancing, it's sometimes just too painful. It was for me. Yeah. And actually, I experienced that when my brother died again. And I had to work. I was working. I was working with clients in Miami at that time. And it was the most, other than that time when I was in New York, when I was kind of stepped away from dance, because it was too painful emotionally to like look at myself. I had that in Miami as like a 38-year-old sober woman, you know, like I was looking at myself again, and I had to push through it every day.
You had to deal with it.
I had to show up for the through the pain of the grief and like moving through it. It was so hard, but 6 months later, I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I had that movement because it sucked, and I was having to be on for clients, but it saved my life. Truly. And it gave me the courage and to finally, it processed through my body. I mean, you know, like our body holds tension and it like on cellular levels, like it holds all that stuff. And I was able to twist it out finally and be able to come back and be like, okay, now I can move again free. Now I can make bigger decisions for myself. And it is because of movement, move a muscle, change a thought.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. It's, you were able to process it in a way that actually served you and didn't push things deeper. Mm-hmm. But that means that it's going to be very emotional as you process it and you get it out. You see dancers and like, you know, you see it in movies of like dancers finally getting back to dancing and they start dancing, they just start crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like I grew up in music and singing and it was like, it's a very, you feel it emotionally.
100%.
And it's also like, in high school, my mom always jokes about this. You know, you go through breakups in high school, and I would sit at the piano and play Adele and just cry. And it was like, why is this so soothing to me? And even now I'm like, I think I'm sad. I'm going to go play a really sad song. Yeah. And it's just like, it's nice.
Yeah. It helps.
Well, it's just the artistry of it. Right. So, I mean, dance is an art form and music and piano playing, it's an art form. And that creative part of you, cause it's like your inner child, right? Like, it's like the artist's way. Have you ever done that book?
Read
that
book?
You should do it.
I've kind of like put the musical part of me on hold for a while. Yeah. Like I always kind of feel the same, like, yeah, oh, I need to come back to it.
Yeah, you will when it's time.
Yeah,
when
I have a keyboard in my guest room and it's covered in clothes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at some point, you know, with your brother and your business partner, you moved to Charleston.
Yeah.
Had you ever had your own business before?
No. I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
When I left Tracy, I'd started my own private training business.
Yeah.
And I was doing virtual privates, and I was also seeing some private clients in Miami, but I wasn't teaching group classes. So I was in a private training business is a little easier, right? Like you just schedule it on your calendar. And I was really fortunate that my calendar was filling up. But I hadn't like, it was like a 6 month period in Miami that I was training privately.
So with ACE, it's not just dance. It's not just fitness. It's not just yoga. It's like you've blended all of those things together.
For sure. And so it's my dance background. It's Pilates. It is yoga. It is some functional training. And then there's the dance cardio aspect.
When did you decide that's what you wanted, or when did you finally start kind of like building that blend of everything?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just been kind of I think it just kind of came natural, right? And it's hard to say when there was a pinpoint. It just, that type of movement is just quite natural for me. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to pull from each. So it was really kind of developing it once I got here.
Okay.
Yeah. To Charleston, kind of taking from all those things. And on the space that I was using on Sullivan's Island, we called it the lab.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cause I would just go into the lab, and some days I would have like one client, two clients, three clients, and it grew. And then I started renting a space downtown. It was the same. So I've just kind of been trying different things and putting it together in these sequences to see how it fits and flows for everyone.
So kind of over time, like as you practiced, as you learned more, as you were like, let me try this, like, let me throw in that, it just like grew to be now this, like you said, immersive experience.
Yeah. It's always going to evolve too, because mm-hmm. it's a constantly changing program. I'm never doing the same program for like 6 months at a time.
Yeah.
I'll do it for 3 weeks mm-hmm. and then it'll shift.
Yeah.
So it's also good for the brain. So you have to be really present in the class, because you don't, after 3 weeks, you finally learned it and then it's going to change and you don't know what's coming next. So you're never going to be bored.
Yeah.
Like you want to check out when you go into the studio, right? Or like you want to go for that hour to really just have that moment. But I want you to come into ACE and have that moment of like you're checking out from the outside world, but you have to be present in the space to see what's going to come through.
It's almost like being present in the space is what allows you to like check out of the outside world. Yeah. And because you still have to be mindful.
Mindful.
Because I think there's some in like, we've all needed a workout. I call it a Metcon is like metabolic conditioning. Yeah. I call it a rage Metcon.
Yeah.
When you're just like upset and I'm like, I'm going to go do something that I shouldn't be doing. It's going to be fast and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
And it's like, was that helpful or was I just trying to escape? And it sounds like what you've built is like you get to escape, but also process and also be present and kind of like learn about yourself and feel things that is a little bit in a healthier manner.
For sure. And you know, I'm not talking during the workout. Like I'll make some corrections or I'll come around, or I have trainers who are assisting the classes and they come around and they like quietly make suggestions, but I'm not really yelling or I'm not mic'd. Mm-hmm. So the music, our speaker system is above.
Oh, wow.
So when you're on the floor, it's coming down at you. So it kind of like fills you, like envelops you, mm-hmm. we like to say. You are there kind of in this movement meditation almost. Right? So you can kind of process. You don't have to hear me telling you about my day to day or screaming at you.
Screaming at you.
You know, Dad, more, you know, like sometimes I do. It depends
Yeah. So what is that like then? What is a class like?
Yeah. So you come in, you grab your stuff, you're going to come in and set yourself up, or the class will be set up for you. And we start standing. We do some warm-up arms. We're going to do some arms with weights. And then we're going to come down to the mat. And this is just our sculpt experience. For example, you're going to come down to the mat and you're going to do a sequence of about 8 to 12. I mean, it depends. Sometimes there's like 13 exercises. Sometimes there's only 10. And you're going to do them, and you do like higher reps, wearing ankle weights. So it's very, it is repetitive, right? So you're doing the rep, and then you switch, and then you'll do it all. Like I'll do like 2 exercises on the right, and then 2 exercises on the left, or 3 exercises on the right, 3 exercises on the left. So you're constantly going right to left, right to left. And then we finish with some abs and some stretching. So it's like a yoga class is built as an arc, mm-hmm. right? So my class has that arc as well. As you start warm up, you hit the peak, and then you're going to come down.
So it's not like a Zumba class where you're in the front and you're yelling, you know, do this, do that.
No.
So we watch you.
Watch
me. And that's how we know.
Yep.
That's interesting because, yep. I mean, I'm a very visual learner anyway. Yeah. So when they say it and they don't do it, I'm like, I need you to do it.
Yes.
But I like that you're really just able to like hear the music, feel the music, and yeah. just watch and kind of go with you.
Yeah. And it helps you get into that like flow state, and like you're kind of just moving through. So that's why, like, when I say don't be afraid of the word dance, like, because the sculpt mm-hmm. class isn't a dance class.
Yeah.
But it's going to feel like you're just grooving
it
the whole
like
time.
It feels like
a flow.
Versus like do 10, sit on the mat.
Take 45 second break. You know,
yeah.
we don't have that.
It's very cohesive.
Cohesive.
Seamless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love those okay. words.
Yeah. There you go. You can use them.
Yeah. It's because it's true. Like it flows. It's going to just flow.
Yeah. How long, I've always wondered this with yoga instructors, are you building this and planning the choreography and the movements before?
Yeah.
And how long does that take?
It really just depends. I kind of plan the program that I'm doing right now mm-hmm. is kind of based on the program that I did before.
Yeah.
So it kind of builds on that last program. They all kind of flow through each other and they're working different parts of the body. And it usually takes me about 3 days.
Of just like in the studio,
yeah.
moving, thinking.
Or in the car.
Yeah. Like, ooh, I'm going to yeah. do that.
Or I'm just in my kitchen, you know, whatever. I'm just kind of building it in my mind.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go down to my garage, which I've built out into a studio.
Oh, cool.
And I'll just make it there. And then I'll go into the class and I'll do the class and see, okay, how can I tweak this? And maybe I need to tweak it a little bit for the clients. And then I'll kind of adjust it. So,
yeah. Do you play in the music too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is like a full, you're a DJ, you're a choreographer, you're a fitness instructor.
Yeah.
Like that to me.
That's the fun part.
That would be challenge of knowing like what, I mean, this is your full-time job and passion. You've been doing this forever, but also just knowing like what song you have probably a vision of like, I need this beat. I need this feel.
Yeah.
How do you then know what song that is? Are you just constantly listening to music?
Yes. And Shazam is my best friend.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, Shazam.
I like this.
Yeah. Well, and then I'll go back.
Yeah. You can hum to Google and it's like an app, but you can hum and it'll try to show you the song.
Yeah. But I'm constantly like searching Spotify, searching Apple. The hardest for me to find is cardio music, right? Like getting it at the certain BPM and finding the best flow for the cardio class for people to dance to. Because I just want people to like have their dance party.
Yeah.
But with their friends, right? Because it is so much about community, Ace. We've built this really awesome community of supportive women. You know, who doesn't love to have that dance party with their friends?
With your friends, exactly.
Or people you don't even know. And for me, it's something that I say at the beginning of every class. It's like, don't judge yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't judge others.
Yeah.
And don't judge me, because like we're all going to mess up.
Yeah.
We're all going to be in this. I mean, hopefully we won't always mess up, but like, or me. But like,
we will.
That's okay. It's okay if you do. Because I really, truly believe, and people be like, I'm not a dancer. And I'm like, yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're late, that's okay. You arrived at the exact time you were supposed to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you just, we're here. Come in. Be with us.
Come party.
Come party.
I feel like I would have the urge to sing. It's always like the,
oh, yeah.
the screaming, but I won't.
I am singing a lot of time.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want to disrupt.
Yeah.
So you can't hear.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. And that's actually my most favorite playlist is if I can sing along to the songs.
Right.
And that's people so too, fun. By the way, people love songs that they sing can sing along to. And so when I think about creating a playlist, I think about that. What songs are people going to be able to really jam out to?
Yeah.
And sing to?
What's your favorite song to do that to?
Oh my God, it's so hard. That's like the hardest question. Because it just depends on the genre. Like
right now that you're really into.
I mean, okay, who doesn't love like Texas Hold'em? I mean, I saw somebody the other day, they're like, Mark Safe from Beyonce's Texas Hold'em. And I was like, yeah, you cannot deny how fun that song is.
I really tried to not like
it. Yeah, of course.
And then it was all over Instagram and you're kind of like, this is nice.
I was also like that with Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift. I was like, I'm never going to like this song. And then I'm secretly like finding all the remixes to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's so many songs.
A Taylor Swift like class would be amazing. I don't know if you're into that, but like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Rihanna.
Oh. Fun.
I'm like ready for Rihanna to make new music.
Is she
Drake? You know,
fun. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
But then also, I'm like super stoked that the Postal Service is coming to Credit One right here, and I love the Postal Service, which is like an older like electronic group.
Fun. When are they coming?
I think like the last weekend in April. So, but then you know you might catch me with a country song on the list. Yeah. Like I'm just gonna throw it all.
Yeah, that's fun. So opening in a few days, what was the process like? So you decided, you're like, I'm going to move to Charleston.
Yeah.
Okay. That process, like, how did you start? How did you find a place? Walk me through that.
Yeah. So we had the Sullivan studio that my business partner had kind of said, this is her studio. And she's like, just use it and we'll build it from here. So yeah, we started working with a marketing company. And just kind of working with the marketing company, trying to actually figure out what my name was going to be.
Yeah.
Because we just didn't know. And I didn't know.
It's so hard to figure out. It's like the hardest thing.
Yeah. I didn't know. And, you know, there's so many different types of workouts with different types of dance names. And I was like, well, you know, but my girlfriend used to call me Ace.
Yeah.
Right. And then we were talking in the marketing team and we were just talking about like it's an experience. Mm-hmm. And then the Ann Claire experience. And then I was like, well, so my friend calls me Ace. And it kind of just came too. And we just started looking for places. And my business partner and I, we looked at maybe three places. And, you know, we were just looking for the perfect one in the price range, right? And we found the Rumney. And it had been empty for a year. And it's beautiful. The light is beautiful. It's perfect location. There's actually a lot of parking around there. You can park underneath the bridge, much like at Ethos, how everybody parks underneath that bridge. Well, there's a bridge right down the street from us too. So people feel free to park there. So we just kind of felt it was a perfect location to grow because that community is growing.
Definitely.
As well. So that's what we did. And we just kept having classes. We added the downtown rental space. We were using the dance space, which is a great studio downtown.
Yeah.
So we were using that studio in the mornings, 2 days a week. Sullivan's 6 days a week. And
just kind of building.
Building. Yeah. And then we started the construction.
I bet that was fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. I mean, it was cool to be a part of that, kind of to watch. It was an empty shell, like concrete. It had never been anything.
Yeah.
And so to watch that building that empty space become Ace was pretty magical, actually. The lighting is incredible.
Yeah.
I can't wait for everybody to see it. It's so special.
Yeah. What was it like? So you'd been building this community and then you got to bring your community there this week.
Yeah.
Like, what was that like?
It was so cool. Yesterday we had our first our founders class and it felt real. I feel like I was really nervous about that workout for some reason. I was like, I hope they like it. You know, I just wanted
just people. Just a lot of anticipation.
100%.
A lot of buildup. Yeah.
And we'd been in this tiny space making it work.
Yeah.
You know, we could fit 12 people in there max and we were filling it.
Yeah.
And so we were really making it work and I just wanted them to feel what it really feels like to be expansive.
to be able to
be expansive. Yeah. And because we'd been trying on the beach and we just grew out of it, you know, and it was really great to see the community, not only my Sullivan's people, but my downtown people, right? It was a mesh. Together.
Oh, fun.
And I think that was the best part. Even just got, like, got chills thinking about it.
Yeah. It's like the big reveal.
Yeah, totally. And we had so much fun. It was just such a great, great moment.
With your current community, what do you think drew them to ACE? And like, what were they looking for in this experience that made them find you?
Yeah, I think they were looking for something different that Charleston didn't have. And I think the fact that they were, I think of one of my clients in particular, and from her, she started in the back of the room. Mm. And now I could put her in the front of the room and she could lead dances.
Oh, wow.
Right? Like, yeah. So she just seeing her grow and the joy that we talked about earlier brought them back, and the self-confidence that they could do hard things. They could come and do hard things. And because of the consistency, right? They're coming consistently. They start to see their bodies change.
Yeah.
Right. And when you start to see your body change, you're feeling really confident and good about yourself. Like, why not keep coming?
Oh, and that just affects every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Because now you have this inner confidence of like, I can do hard things. I did this and I'm getting better at it. Mm-hmm. And you also have this outward external confidence because you're like, I feel like I look really good.
Yeah.
And like looking good, feeling good. And then having that confidence just like domino effect to your life, your work, your relationships, like just your ability to enjoy life. I just think like confidence is huge, especially for women.
Yeah. Especially for women.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the stories that I've heard from my clients. That's what they've told me, is that they've come back because they feel good.
Yeah.
And they can sweat and they just leave it on the floor.
Yeah. I think I know the answer to this, but are most people coming to ACE with a background in dance? Or
no?
That's what I thought.
Yeah. No. I mean, some people like have danced.
Yeah.
Or done yoga or done mat classes or Pilates, but they've never, like, maybe when they were young, but.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool thing because people are probably, like you said, when people see the word dance, they're like, well, I'm not a dancer. I don't dance.
Yeah.
Well, like.
I can't dance.
I can't dance. Most of the community didn't either. You know, you don't have to have a background. You don't have to have done it in, you know, when you were younger in high school or in college. And I think because when you. I remember I was in a sorority in college and we would have these dances, like where we would have a team and our team of dancers would go and like compete.
Yeah.
And I remember my freshman year, me and my roommate, not my roommate, one of my friends, she lived in my dorm. We were like, this would be fun. And we showed up and it was like the college dancers in my sorority were the ones at the audition.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm clearly not meant to be here. And from then on, it was like, dance was over here, you know, Hannah was over here. And I think that's what people get so intimidated with. Yeah. But it's like, you probably dance at weddings.
100%.
You probably dance with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, you like to move. You don't, this is not a studio for experienced dancers.
No, it's not. Yeah. And that's something that we like to talk about is like, no, you're welcome no matter what your fitness level is. And the good news is there is an advanced class for the people who have been coming and know the choreography that in that little moment they can come and dance. And then there's a beginner advanced dance where we teach you, right? I'm going to teach you. My trainers are going to teach you those dances.
Fun.
So you can come into the advanced class and feel confident and comfortable. But by the way, a lot of the advanced people are going to come to the beginner dance and learn with you.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and learn with you because they always, it's about getting better.
Yeah.
Right. We're never perfect. We're always growing. And I like to remind people that like, we're always going to keep growing. So if you start at the beginning, it's really hard to be a beginner.
Mm-hmm. So the hardest part is to start.
The hardest part is to start. And you could probably speak to that like with your business as well. Like, the hardest part is to start to like humble yourself and be a beginner. I mean, I've really had to experience that with being a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Because there's so many things you don't know.
100%.
Like you said, the fear. Yeah. But if like, if we're always letting the fear hold us back, like how small do our lives become?
Yeah.
Because we're just nervous. And then when you finally take the step, you're like, oh,
wings.
Yeah. And like, that wasn't that bad. Yeah. And like, I can do it. And I loved it. And it brought me so much joy. And
yeah.
You know, again, like you build confidence.
Yeah.
You mentioned classes. Tell me about all the classes that you offer.
So we offer the Sculpt Experience, which is the sculpting mat class. And then we have the Cardio Experience, which is only a 30-minute class. You can add it on to your Sculpt Experience. Oh, okay. So you can make it a full experience, which is a 90-minute class if you wanted to do that. We also have the Sweat Experience, which is going to be a half and half class. So it's going to be about 30 minutes of the leg portion of the sculpting class. And then you're going to have about 25 to 30 minutes of dancing. So it's a great, that's also
fun.
So you get both in.
Yeah.
And that's actually, people love that class. And that's also a great class for beginners to come to because you're going to get that dance aspect as well as the sculpt mat class portion.
Yeah. And then, so what makes like the studio, you said sprung floor.
Yeah. Earlier. So we have a sprung floor.
What does that mean?
So it is, most dance studios have sprung floors. It helps with joint pain. It just helps you like land softer. And this floor is a little bit more sprung than a normal floor. So it feels a little bit like trampoline-y.
Oh, fun.
Right. So, and you know, like with trampolines, it's good for lymphatic drainage. And this floor also helps with that. So it's going to give you that bounce back. So you really feel like you're jumping on a trampoline dancing. So
is it like, you know, like the gymnastics floor?
Yes.
Is it like that?
But a little more.
More springy.
Yes. Okay. But similar to a gymnastics floor.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm just like trying to picture that. Yeah. And then what else is unique about the studio?
So it's heated. It's heated and humidity. We have heat and humidity added.
So it's like sauna and steam room. You don't even have to go sit in it after. Yeah. You already get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're getting that aspect. You have the music coming from the top of the ceiling, coming down at you. And yeah, and the light. It's just a really kind of immersive experience once you walk into the room. So
why heated?
Why heated? Yeah. So, I mean, I think heated workouts are a personal preference for people. For me, it is about the detox aspect of the heat and humidity. It's going to really squeeze out, or I hate the word squeeze.
But like you can picture it when you said it.
Squeeze isn't the right word. It rings out all those toxins that are kind of inside you. And then as you're doing the twisting and you're doing all the stuff, you know, it's also working on the internal twisting as it's like pulling out the toxins. That's just, you know, it gives you like a little bit more of a cardio.
And you just feel good.
And you just
like,
feel good.
I feel like.
Do you like heated workouts?
I've only done one heated workout and I don't think it was a good experience because I was very hungover. So I'm not going to let that sway me.
Yes.
It was a power class and one of my friends led it. And it was also the first time I had ever done power yoga and the first time I'd ever done anything heated.
Oh my God.
Hungover. And we were all just like dying. We were all hungover.
Yeah.
So, but I love the way.
We were all together hungover.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't just me. And I was also like, I don't know what you're saying right now. I can't keep up. But I love the way that I feel after I sauna. Even if it's just like 5 to 10 minutes and I'm like, oh, do I have time for this? And I'm like, you will feel so much better.
Yes.
So I can imagine why people love the heated workout experience. Yeah.
And a lot of like what I do also helps with hip opening, right? So, I mean, not different from a yoga. There's, you know, everybody's doing some hip opening stuff. But what I've noticed from my clients is like, not only they're getting the sweat aspect of it, but they're also like gaining a different level of flexibility, which, you know, helps too.
Yeah. And then they get to like train that new flexibility and experience it and really like, we kind of say like click the save button
on
it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Cause it like opens them up and then now they're able to like move through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure that you just feel like loose and free after. Yeah. So what is the process if someone wants to join? Or just like try it out.
Yeah. So we do have memberships and we have our opening membership special and you can go to my website, www.anclairexperience.com to see the opening membership offering. And we also have class packs, 4 packs of classes and 8 packs, which I think is a little bit more manageable. Sometimes I think with 10 packs, it feels like a little overwhelming. So we can start with a 4-pack. You can do drop-ins. And actually, we will be offering, once we open, everybody, if you're new and you're coming for a drop-in, there is a first class free option.
Awesome. Yeah, you can try it out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. What are you most excited about with ACE opening on Monday?
Meeting new people. Honestly, I love my community and I love the people who have been with me for the last 2 years, but I can't wait to see what open doors bring, right? Like I can't wait to see who comes, meet new people, help new people, and see the community that I've built inspire new people. Yeah. Also like really excited to see people meet my trainers, right? Like to see people just try it.
Yeah.
For the first time. So yeah, I think it's really, I mean, I can't wait for people to try ACE and do the movement and move with new people, but I can't wait to see what open doors bring truly.
Yeah. What time Monday is your first class?
9 a.m.
That's so
and
exciting.
We only have one class on Monday.
Okay.
We're opening with a smaller week of classes.
Yeah.
Just to kind of see. And we're going into spring break in the next couple weeks.
Of
so
course.
9 a.m. Monday, and it will be a sculpt class downtown.
Nice. That's really exciting. So,
see y'all there.
Yeah. I always love to ask, especially because you've obviously gone through a lot of changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you've moved and you started a business. What are you currently working on personally with your health?
Good question. I would say really regulating my hormones and changing the way I eat. And, you know, getting into the topic of food is like a whole nother conversation, right? But for me, just really finding what is working for my body, like eating savory breakfast, like trying to add more protein into my diet. And for me, it's a lot of mental health stuff as well. Allowing myself to take some space when, as a new business owner, you feel sometimes, I can't speak for anybody else, I have felt that I need to be on. But taking the time in the morning, if I have to get up early, going to bed early, earlier.
Yeah.
Waking up a little earlier and having some real like dedicated quiet time without looking at my phone.
Yeah.
Is something that is good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And that helps my overall health.
Definitely.
And making sure I'm getting the nutrients that I need to like fuel my body. Also my PT and chiropractic care, except I need to come here. my chiropractic care that I'm having right now. And, you know, just those three things. Because I exercise a lot, you know, and I exercise a lot. And, but I like to, I'm trying to like go inward a little bit more and check in with myself. What do I need to feel like I can be the best version of myself for others?
Yeah. I love that. I feel like sometimes, you know, when you are in fitness, like you kind of have the exercise part like down.
Yeah, for sure.
Now it's like, it's your job, which is like, means it's sometimes even harder to focus on the other things. Yeah. I feel like exercise is a huge stepping stone and it's kind of like that keystone. Mm-hmm. Once you start doing that, then you start realizing, oh, sleep matters and stress matters and nutrition and mental health. But now you have to actually like explore those areas because it's not just about fitness.
Yeah.
Sure. And like you're moving probably most of the day, which means like you're hungrier and you need more fuel. So
it's interesting because I studied Ayurveda, right? Which is the four pillars.
Yeah.
Sleep, meditation, exercise, food as medicine, right? So the exercise.
You're like, good, down, I got it.
But I can see where that trumps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no. For me to be balanced in myself, how can I, what do I have to, okay, I'm not going to be watching TV until 12 o'clock. I'm going to be turning the TV off, going to bed maybe 9:30, 10:30. Especially if I have to get up at 5.
Oh, man.
You know,
definitely.
Just really just checking in on the four pillars for me.
And it's like a new version of self-care. Like it's not, I'm going to watch TV on the couch for hours because it's self-care. It's like, no, I actually have to make myself go to sleep and like be disciplined with myself. It's like,
and listen, sometimes that is self-care, watching a Netflix series.
Oh, for sure. Like sometimes self-care is doom scrolling.
Yes.
And like sometimes self-care is just, is knowing when it's not.
Yeah.
It's just like knowing what your body needs and like truly needs.
So I have a strict no social media policy on Sundays.
Oh, great.
I do not get on social media.
I like
that. If I'm posting, it's not me.
Yeah.
And like,
good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because otherwise on Sundays, what do we do?
All day long. And I just found that it's not good for me. Sunday scaries have always and will probably always be a real thing for me. So that's one, if that's the one thing I can remove to help me with like work on that, then I will.
Yeah.
And I have. And it's been like major key.
Yeah. I need to try that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last question. What is something that most people don't know about you?
Oh, I'm actually really shy.
Really?
Yeah.
I imagine you had to get over that. You know,
yeah,
because
I can be quite socially awkward and and I listen to no music when I'm driving.
Oh, silence.
Silent driver over here.
Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes, especially in the traffic, you're kind of like, oh, it's been silent this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that people don't expect me to say that.
No, because you're a performer. Myself. You're in front of people all the time.
Yeah, but I have to really recharge.
You're an introvert.
I think I'm an introverted extrovert. Like I think as I've gotten older, I've shifted.
Yeah.
Right? Like I can be around people and love to be around people, but I also really have to recharge the batteries.
Yeah.
And that means like coming into myself.
Yeah.
And just sitting with my cats and just being at home in my space. So
when you say cats, how many?
Two.
Okay.
Only
okay.
Two guys.
When you say plural, you're just kind of like, okay, it's either two or it's like 14.
Yeah. Well, two for now.
Love that. Well, thank you, Anne Claire.
Oh my gosh. It's been so great to meet you. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited for y'all.
Thanks. Can't wait to see you there.
Thanks so much for listening. We're so excited for ACE to be open. To schedule your first free class, check the link in the show notes below. Otherwise, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode, and have a great week.